Triple M Friday afternoon. Let's find out what's on at the movies. Hooray for Hollywood and various other places. The bloke who knows all about the movies is the Goose, Bruce Hatfield. Welcome back, my buddy. How are you today?
Hello, Cliff. How are you? How are things? I've been busy at the cinema, so it's been good to catch up with the latest John Wick 4. So I saw that as a preview, so that came out quite well. And I got to say, maybe they should have stopped at 3, possibly even stopped at 2.
And also, so, according to your note here, it's too long and could have been half an hour shorter.
Absolutely. The first one went for 101 minutes. The second one is about 122. Third one's about 136. And the fourth one is just under 170 minutes. And they could have just really chopped. I don't know what Hollywood's doing, like Avatar's the same, and they are just making them way too long. And they think that we're getting more value for money, but we're actually not. It's half an hour of our life we won't get back.
Yeah. So give us the overview of John Wick 4.
Oh, he's trying to get himself out of the clear. He's sick of killing 3,000 people a day, and he just wants to live a wholesome life, but they keep dragging him back in. It's a bit like the old Godfather. Just when I thought I was out, they pull me back in.
Yeah. Keanu Reeves is a bit good. And how sad. It was just, I think it was two nights ago when they had the premiere in Hollywood, John Wick 4, and a bunch of the cast were there. But unfortunately, a fellow who passed away much, much too young, Lance Riddick, wasn't there. And Keanu Reeves and Lawrence Fishburne paid a special tribute to him. Gone at the age of 60. Man, that is too young, isn't it?
That is crazy. I didn't know that he was in The Wire for years, too.
Played Cedric Daniels there. And also, I'll tell you what, he was terrific in Bosch. He was one of those guys who looked really menacing. I mean, he could have been reading a nursery rhyme for kids, but he still would have looked menacing. But apparently a lovely, lovely man. Gone too soon.
Look, I think if you're a martial arts fan, you're going to love it. There's lots of nunchucks and samurai swords and the guy from Ip Man or IP Man, he plays the blind assassin, but everything just becomes way too far-fetched. And you expect it to be a bit over-exaggerated, but even people walking out going, I don't know about that.
I'm not buying
that. So I realised it wasn't just me.
Yeah, okay. We've got The Portable Door, which is out as of today. That's out today. Frozen Sing-Along is going to be on in selected theatres. It's obviously a long commute if you're in Esperance or if you're in Broome or Kununurra to find a cinema that's going to be doing that. But I'm looking forward to it just to see if it works or not, because the Shazam thing certainly didn't. Dungeons & Dragons, Honor Among Thieves, Chris Pine.
I think Dungeons & Dragons is going to be another one of those shows where they should have just stuck with the game.
Oh, dear.
Stuck with the game. I think The Last of Us is one of the few games which has made it onto the small screen, and that was actually quite brilliant. But everything else they try and do, and they make a movie out of a video game, Assassin's Creed and such, Taylor, it just never seems to work.
Hate that.
And you make Steve Mollick, I'm sure he would possibly agree with that too.
Yeah. Now, there's an independent film, and again, you're probably not going to find this in the major cinemas. You might have to wait for it on the small screen, or you might find it somewhere in an art house cinema, called Of an Age. Tell me about that.
Well, this was set in 1999. It's about an 18-year-old amateur ballroom dancer who has a super intensive 24-hour relationship with his friend's oldest brother. So going by the looks of this, it's certainly not a strictly ballroom type film, but critically acclaimed, and it's one of these shows which you go, oh my God, it'll make you stop and think and laugh and cry all at the same time. And ironically, the director's partner is my client when I train the older ladies in the fitness fraternity. And she's been pumping it up, but I won't even get a free ticket out of her for it.
Yeah, I doubt Mark Latham's probably going to get one either. So that is it a coming of age thing, or is it just a straight love story or not?
It is exactly a coming of age, and it's also almost a coming out of age type film. And it's a Bulgarian dancer or Croatian dancer, and it's the whole family. This can't be happening, and this won't happen under my roof. But it's a very, very intense film, and certainly worth a look in. And it's won every award. And I think when we had the Pride Week at the Film Festival there and did extremely well. It's won awards all over the world.
Speaking of awards, the nominations are out for the BAFTA TV Awards. This is for English productions. And look, there's a lot of productions in that and people that I don't know. But I see that Imelda Staunton has got a nomination for leading actress for The Crown. She's just terrific. And Daniel Radcliffe has got a nomination for best male performance in a comedy program for Weird, the Al Yankovic story. And I got to tell you, that is weird too. That film is out there.
I can't imagine him playing that part, but I guess when you see them done up a bit, it's like when you look at the Jeffrey Dahmer when you go, wow, he looks exactly like him. But I'm just trying to imagine Daniel Radcliffe because I can't get Harry Potter out of my head.
Well, you know, he's done a whole bunch of stuff outside of Harry Potter. He's always going to be Harry Potter. But, you know, let's not forget he did the Peter Schaefer play. He did Equus on stage. And, you know, you can't be a slouch for that.
Oh, no, Swiss Army Man, like, that was completely bizarre. And as you said, he's done some very interesting films.
Yep. Okay.
But well, I think it's great. How many nominations are there meant to be for the BAFTAs?
Oh, I don't know. I think there's 128 programs that were looked at. And White Lotus has gone to nomination, so I'm very happy about that.
You got to love a bit of White Lotus.
Yeah.
Very hard to beat the first series, but the second one, I got to say, it's pretty darn good.
Yeah, weird. Some strange stuff going on there. Mate, lovely to talk to you. Have a good 7 days. Thank you for telling us what's happening at the movies. And let's talk next week, shall we?
Always a pleasure. Take care and talk soon, my friend.
Thank you. Bruce the Goose Hatfield here on Triple M for The Drive Home.